USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's Easter Sunday. In St. Peter's Square, for the second year in a row, there are sparse crowds due to the pandemic. Pope Francis, in an Easter Mass, asked people to not lose hope during the dark months of the pandemic. Only about 200 people wearing masks attended. On Good Friday, 1.5 million people passed through TSA checkpoints. With so many people traveling, health experts warn that another coronavirus surge could be coming. Dr. Jose Mayorga is with UCI Health in Orange, California.
Unfortunately, we've seen this movie before. Crisis plateaued at a suboptimal level. We're entering a holiday or high travel season, and I wouldn't be surprised we see cases increase within 10 to 14 days thereafter.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
The United States has set another new record for coronavirus vaccinations. 4 million shots were administered on Friday. The CDC says more than 59 million Americans have now been fully vaccinated against the virus. On CNN, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked when people could get back to normal.
What you're seeing is that as data are accumulating, the authorities, in this case the CDC, that makes those recommendations, are waiting until they get substantial data and evidence to say, okay, now you can do that. Even though, as more data trickle in before it's nailed down, that the people on the outside who see that are saying, no, wait a minute, we know it's less chance, so why don't we just not have to wear a mask? That is coming soon.
The U.S. now leads the world in the total number of doses administered, according to Bloomberg's COVID-19 vaccine tracker. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The personal data of more than half a billion people has been leaked from Facebook. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the story.
The personal data of over 500 million Facebook users has been discovered on a website for hackers. The leak, first reported by Business Insider, includes the names, Facebook IDs, phone numbers, and email addresses of users from more than 100 countries, including 32 million Americans. A Facebook spokesperson says the data was old and accessed during a previously acknowledged vulnerability in 2019. The company says the issue has been fixed, but the leak is raising more questions about the security of social media companies like Facebook. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
April the Giraffe, a YouTube sensation whose live stream births attracted millions of viewers, has died at the age of 20. The veterinary team at Animal Adventure Park said in a Facebook post she had arthritis and she could hardly walk. The facility in Harpersville, New York, said at 20 years old, April was an old lady. She became famous when she birthed her fourth calf, Tajiri, on April 15, 2017. It was a YouTube live stream, and 1.2 million people watched. April's fame brought awareness to the conservation of giraffes, whose populations are declining. Her daughter, Tajiri, is now 3 years old, and she remains at the Animal Adventure Park to carry on April's legacy. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.